This episode of GameScoop is sponsored by Squarespace. If you're looking for a way to make your business stand out and succeed online, Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for you. They take the stress out of creating an awesome website, engaging with your audience, and selling anything from products to content to time, so you're able to focus on, you know, everything else. In other words, you'll have more time for gaming. With the new guided design system, you can choose from curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, optimized for every device. And with Squarespace's integrated, optimized SEO tools, you'll show up more often to more people. Squarespace doesn't just make things easier for you. Checkout for your customers is made seamless with simple but powerful payment tools that allow you to accept credit cards, PayPal, and Apple Pay, and in eligible countries, offer the option to buy now and pay later with Afterpay and Clearpay. So whether you're just starting out or looking to expand your existing brand, be sure to visit squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/gamescoop to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's squarespace.com/gamescoop for 10% off. You know, when it comes to wireless carriers, sometimes what you see isn't always what you get. Except with Visible. With Visible, what you see is exactly what you get. If you haven't heard of Visible, well, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. With Visible, there are no hidden fees, no fine print, no hassle, nothing to hide. It's just $25 a month, all taxes and fees included. And you don't need more than one line of wireless to save. You can save on a line all to yourself with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. And again, just $25 a month. The future of wireless is here, and it is transparent. If you want more transparency in your wireless plan, you want to be on the Visible plan. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. That's Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. What's up, everybody? Welcome to IGN GameScoop. I am your host, Damon Hatfield. With me this week is Greg Miller.
I was really happy to do this show with this cast, and then I forgot what a dark rain cloud Anthony Gallegos is. He's coming and ruined the perfect day we were having.
Yes, Anthony Gallegos is also here.
Yeah.
See, he doesn't sound that. He doesn't sound like a dark rain cloud.
I'm happy.
Sure you are.
And Andrew Goldfarb is here.
Hi.
Andrew, have you gotten any free soup yet?
I haven't. I want to. I hope I do.
If you're not following this Twitter exchange, ladies and gentlemen, we already know I've reached Nirvana where I can get wings and pizza for free. We're working on Andrew Goldfarb here. So tweet at SF Soup Co.
Yep.
That at Garfep
is their biggest fan.
G-A-R-F. EP.
What did they? Yep. You're just saying they responded to you, right?
Yeah, they just said thanks for the shout out. We love you too, but no free soup. We're working on it.
Yeah, keep on tweeting them, everybody.
It's gonna be disgusting. Like when wings and stuff come, they come in boxes. The soup I've seen how it arrives to SF Soup Company in big old like plastic sealed bags.
Oh, that sounds great.
So they're just gonna bring these steaming hot sacks of soup to you.
I personally dislike soup, so I think that hopefully Andrew can just get free soup when he goes there.
Yeah, that
they don't need to bring the soup to us.
I just need a single bowl, exactly. But if you're in the San Francisco area, visit one of their four great locations.
They have four locations. More than four.
Is it only? I'm pretty sure it's only four.
No, it's more than four.
You don't know.
Well, they're expanding.
Andrew,
great business.
Andrew talks a lot about the soup place. I haven't tried it yet. I want to try it, but I don't think today's the day because it's a warm day.
It's
and
a
I was
far
just
walk,
saying,
too.
I don't think warm days are soup days.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Could be burrito days, though.
I'm down for a burrito.
Greg, are we seeing Cabin in the Woods tonight?
We are seeing Cabin in the Woods tonight. Mandate. Very
and next
exciting.
Next week is the Avengers.
Yes, next week.
Already
no,
next
no, no,
week?
No, it's a week after two that. Weeks, I'm in Missouri weeks. Next week.
Okay.
The three of us have tickets to see the Avengers. Yes, I need to watch. I need to watch Captain America.
Now, if
it.
You want to take...
I want to rewatch
you,
it anyway.
All right. If you guys are serious, we can take the Wednesday off of work or the Thursday off of work and go to the theater, and they are showing all of the movies that are tied into the Avengers back to back.
Let's
to back to back to back.
Wait, do you have to? Can you buy a ticket for just one? Because I only want to see Captain America.
I have Captain America on DVD. We can just bring that
or
in the office next week.
You can rent
that Wednesday.
Let's
we can
do that.
Wednesday.
Let's do that.
Let's do that.
Yeah, you can rent Captain America through like the PlayStation store and stuff too.
Sure. I'm sure you can rent it anywhere where DVDs are.
Right. And the whole point is that you don't have to sit there and you don't have to watch Thor.
Because I definitely never ever want to see Iron Man 2 again. Ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever.
This thing's beeping. I better walk up and check it. No, Pepper Potts, you have no powers. Don't do that.
We also have our we've had it for months. Our ticket to Dark Knight.
That's true. We bought it like 8 months early.
Yeah.
Well, Greg and I went to a movie a little while ago, and I was printing out my ticket from the kiosk for like the movie we were seeing, and it printed out my Dark Knight ticket. So I just have it. I'm carrying it around.
It just printed out didn't even ask you. It's just like, here's your Dark Knight ticket.
Greg thinks I'm an idiot and hit a button by mistake, but I'm pretty sure it didn't ask me.
I've bought tickets off of the Fandango machine since then and used the same credit card, and it's never been like, oh, here's your Dark Knight ticket for 4 months from now.
I'm going to decide that you probably screwed up, Andrew.
Very possible.
So tweet at Fandango. Thanks for screwing over. At Garfin.
This is highly unusual, but we're going to jump ahead to a reader mail.
Say what?
Because it's about what we're talking about.
Hello, listeners.
Hey, listeners.
This is Adam Schellenberg. And he says, he presents us with a situation. You can only see Prometheus, The Dark Knight, or The Avengers. Which do you pick?
Yeah. Prometheus.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight, yeah.
Yeah.
I would go Prometheus.
I would go Prometheus as well.
Wow. Well, I hope you two have fun.
Me and Garfield will be over there eating some soup, just chilling out with Fandango, the cheese pizza.
Of course,
I already know the story of Batman.
Oh, I've really? Heard, you I've know what's going to happen in this movie.
But I've
what's going to happen?
We've all heard the story of Batman 100 times, but this is like an untold story, Prometheus.
And it ties into
a bunch of dumb bullshit.
Alien, which is one of the greatest movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was great. I already saw it. I don't need to see this thing about like how the aliens aren't really the aliens. Okay, great.
Spoilers, jeez.
The ship's cool. Charlize Theron's hot. Fine.
She's in Prometheus? I had no idea.
Yep.
Wow.
So is Magneto. Magneto.
Adam, Michael Fassbender.
Adam also asks, if I could send you something awesome from Canada, what would it be?
Canadian flag.
I don't know. What's
syrup?
Yeah.
There's a
moose?
A moose. Please send a moose.
Some form. No, not a moose. Unless you write it
down.
He's
not really going to send a moose, Damon.
Unless you write it down to us.
What if he's rich and he did and he's just eccentric?
There's got to be some Canadian alcohol.
Who remembers Northern Exposure?
Yeah, I do.
That was a thing. That wasn't in Canada, though.
The extra special DVD
set. But there was a moose
set
in the. Remember the whole
thing? It had a jacket on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
Fleischman.
Game delays. They happen sometimes. Like Darksiders 2 was recently delayed until August. It was supposed to be released on June 26th, which is, of course, a day after Christmas's half birthday.
Of course.
Been pushed back to August.
THQ really shirring up their numbers.
Well, come on now. Come
what?
On. THQ makes...
I'm allowed to kick them while they're down.
They've been putting out good games. They put out Saints Row the Third, which is everybody's That's favorite true. Game ever made.
Wow. Okay.
It was weird when they announced this delay. They were like, here are a bunch of things that it's not because of. And they were like, not because of these layoffs, not because of the Wii U. I just thought it was weird they listed all of that.
They said, THQ promises, the game you'll have in August will be well worth the wait. I'm actually really excited for Darksiders 2.
I hope so.
I really liked Darksiders 1.
I did as well.
I barely played it, but yeah. I liked what I played.
I started playing it, yeah, I was all right, like, oh, that's all right, and then I just got distracted by something else.
Yep. No, it's a great game.
Really, really, really
I believe it's like a 7.9.
That's what you are scoring it?
No, Charles on the edge.
No, I think he didn't get an 8?
7.5? No.
He didn't quite give it an 8?
No. It was good. It was his Castlevania.
Well, that was... Well, Fair enough. So THQ just said it was delayed till August, but Amazon is listing it for August 14th.
Oh, snap, son. Amazon's getting the mad exclusives this week.
That's true, actually. You know, Amazon is everybody's favorite internet company. So
it's true.
I trust like them. I would trust them with my life.
When we have to raise up our swords and fight for the internet.coms.
I recently got that Amazon Prime.
Yeah, you like
it's
it, right?
Great. I love it.
It's
yeah.
pretty life-changing.
Amazon Prime is kind of amazing.
Oh, this.
I'll never buy an item again that isn't Prime.
Yes, ever. Exactly.
This King Ice Cube tray is only $7.
Have it in 2 days.
Actually, it came in one day.
Wow.
It was great.
Yeah, in New York, if you order before noon, they have same-day delivery.
Oh, is that because that's where like the shipping center is?
Yeah.
Crazy.
New York's got everything.
Yeah.
Why don't you move back
But that's
there?
Where the monsters always attack, so that's the trade-off.
That's true.
Go there and, you know, get what you want and have fun, but then...
Is that where Godzilla took place? The American Godzilla?
Yeah.
I'm sure.
And that's where the dinosaur...
The eggs were all in Madison Square Garden or whatever.
You know what they don't have, though? Is the San Francisco Soup Company.
Oh, I think I've heard of them
that's
on Twitter.
Probably enough.
SF Soup Co.
One time, dinosaurs attacked San Diego.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, Jurassic Park.
Yes, that is true.
I missed that story. Yeah, that was the problem with Jurassic Park 2, is that I wanted the dinosaurs to get to our planet way quicker than they did.
They were always on our planet.
You know what I mean? Our continent. I just get to the real world. That's what I want to see.
Greg,
I want to see
Lost, from Greg the Lost gets world? Confused when we call Costa Ricans aliens.
Coming over here in their spaceship rafts, stealing our jobs.
Here's a good question. Where did the blob take place? And I'm not talking about the 19 12 original. I'm talking about the 1985, 86
It took place in
remake.
The Midwest.
Yeah, it was in the Midwest somewhere.
That's where like most horror movies take place.
Starring drama from Entourage.
Oh, really?
Right, yeah.
Johnny Bravo?
Kevin Dillon?
Yeah.
Oh, man, yeah, you're
movie,
right.
When I was a kid, God, I love that movie. It was awesome. There were like great, that movie, great, that movie, gory death
that
scenes.
That movie really bothered me, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because of that. So.
No, I loved it when I was younger, but it's like really dated. Like, I tried to watch it recently, and it's like a mess of a movie.
The movie also did not hold back from killing children.
It's true.
Yeah. In the 80s, nobody cared.
Now, I haven't seen it in a long time, but in my head, it's still awesome.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I would recommend it to listeners if you haven't seen it, but don't blame me if it's actually terrible.
What's your excitement level for Cabin in the Woods tonight?
Well, so
I've heard nothing but good
neutral.
Things.
Me too.
Really? Neutral because I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Only that the people I know said it was good, but the reviews aren't that great. So it's like, I'm just going to go in neutral.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm just going to idle into the theater.
All right. Yeah, Drew wouldn't talk about it enough at noon, but the trailers made it look interesting, and the reviews I read that I saw.
I haven't even seen a trailer.
No, me neither. Okay. Yeah,
I'll stop talking about it then. I don't even want to ruin it. Okay. Let's just say it comes highly recommended from one Sid Schumann from PlayStation. They have their own podcast. I was talking to him at an event the other day, and he described it. He was trying to sell somebody on it, and he said, "Do you like Jason movies? Like Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, "Yeah, I do." And he's like, "This is right up your alley." So.
Okay.
There we go. This is a Damon Hatfield joint and a half.
It's true. I do like me some Friday the 13th. When I was a kid, too. Those movies got really bad.
Remember when he went to New York? Again, don't go to New York.
It's true.
It's called Jason Takes Manhattan, right?
Yes,
I think I still remember the original trailer for that. It's like has the New York by Frank Sinatra playing, and it's the camera's like slowly panning up. Someone's standing with their back to the camera, and it's coming up on them, and they're like over the river. I don't know whatever the body of water is, and he's like looking at the Brooklyn Bridge. Am I getting this right, Andrew?
Sure.
Are these actual landmarks?
Was he looking at the Hudson? Was he looking
I don't know. But then as it gets closer to him, he turns around, and oh, fuck, it's Jason. Wow. And then it was just...
They used to make a trailer
Friday the 13th, part 8, I think. Jason Takes Manhattan.
Wow, I thought he had to be tied to the fucking lake.
No, that was another thing. See, get him out of there. Do something cool. Take him to our planet.
I forget the reason why he left Crystal Lake and went to New York. What his motivation was.
They shipped his mother's bones or something.
Oh, wow. I want to see that movie.
Which?
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, I thought you meant Jason. Jason Takes Manhattan.
I know nothing. Oh, that too. Fine, sure.
You can come tonight if you want.
Maybe I will.
Yeah, it's not an exclusive mandate. We can make it a man orgy.
Yeah,
we
can save it for man orgies.
Minorgy.
Sorry, we can only do 3 goals.
Where are we going to get dinner?
Why are you setting them up? Well, of course we're going to go to SF Zuko at Garfep's favorite restaurant. At Pachi's Pizza deliver us a pizza. Maybe at Wing Wings SF will drive on down with some delicious chicken.
True story, Greg is wearing his Wing Wings shirt today.
True. I know, I was making a video today. Got an 808 this and an 808 that.
Got an 808 boom and an 808 back. We were talking about game delays.
Yeah, we were.
For a little bit.
I love GameScoop.
Prey 2 has also been delayed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Longer than Darksiders 2.
Yeah, it's been really interesting because this was rumored, I guess it was about a month ago now. There were rumors that
it was
canceled.
Around GDC, right?
Yeah, exactly. They canceled their GDC panel, and there have been all these weird reports about it. And yeah, I mean, it's clearly troubled, which is surprising because like they showed an awesome trailer at E3. Like
they showed an awesome demo at E3. That's
Greg and I were at Judges Week last year when we saw it for the first time, and us and Hillary was there too. We were all really surprised.
I mean, remember when Charles and Moriarty came back from seeing Skyrim at that Bethesda event? This is the one they were like, yeah, it looks great, but this was really, really cool. And then we saw it and it was like, oh yeah, Mass Effect meets Deus Ex kind of thing and blah, blah, blah. And now, they apparently only worked on the demo.
Well, I was going to say, E3 demos are not necessarily indicative of a game, because it's a tiny little slice. I thought Brink looked awesome when I saw it at E3 demos. And
they're also very heavily scripted. They're like, they rehearse those playthroughs, you know, so that they know exactly what they're going to do, where they're going to go, who they're going to look at.
Well, and that's why, like, BioShock Infinite's going to be interesting this year, because, like, they announced that game, like, 2 years ago, and it's never been in playable form.
No, it's always very scripted demos.
Yeah, I mean, they say they were playing.
Yeah,
you know. You talk about they canceled their GDC panel. There was supposed to be some sort of panel about Prey 2 at GDC. I don't know what the topic was, but yeah, one of the developers at Human Head, the developer Brian Karras, was said on Twitter back around GDC. He said, "Yes, ZeniMax forced us to pull all Prey 2 related talks from GDC. I'm pretty devastated by the news. This was to be my first conference talk." That doesn't sound good. No. ZeniMax is obviously the parent company, owns Bethesda.
And the statement Bethesda issued yesterday said something like it wasn't up to our standard quality.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good wording.
I'll read the full statement.
Oh, please do, Damon.
Prey 2 has shown great promise, and we regret disappointing our fans. We have made a substantial investment in game development to deliver the experience fans want. We are determined only to release the AAA game that fans rightfully expect, and we are unwilling to compromise our quality standards to meet a release schedule.
That's like a crazy statement, man. That's like kind of a loaded... They're basically like, we've put a lot of money into this game, and it looks like crap, so we're holding it.
I don't know. We haven't seen it in a year. They haven't... Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but we haven't seen it since E3.
No. Nope.
And people have asked about it. Yeah, you just don't ever hear about it.
So I don't know. It's been delayed till next year now, but not canceled. It's still coming. I wonder if the developers are being taken off of it. That's never a good sign for a game. Mm-mm. Can you think of too many games? I guess the original Prey was in development for a long time, and that actually people didn't.
Didn't that switch developers? Kind of
like, yeah. It did. Yeah. At some point.
But I think it ended up getting pretty good reviews.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. It came out at the right time.
Yeah.
To get. There wasn't a lot to play.
I have a Prey 2 keychain that they gave out at E3.
That's a collector's
item. I know. I'm holding on to it, man. It's going to be worth money.
Hmm. Yeah, it will. No, it won't.
Remember XCOM?
Yeah.
The first person shooter that Greg hates.
Everybody, yeah, well, and everybody's like, oh, this is so cool, man. There's like mud monsters. Yeah.
And that's still coming.
Yeah, sure it is.
Yeah.
Greg made the prediction the other one would beat it out. Like, what happened? Yeah. Beat it out.
I'll bet you.
Shuffle my
all sorts of
we'll make. We can make another bet on there right now.
Being thrown out here.
XCOM, the first-person shooter, will come out.
And one day.
And it will come out this year.
Not this year.
No, I'll take that bet in a heartbeat.
All right.
I'm adding it to the bet list.
So
I'm using my phone, Damon, to add it to the bet list. That's the only reason.
I thought they already announced it.
Did they?
Yeah, I thought so.
Did they announce it was being delayed till next year?
Well, so
it doesn't matter. The bet has happened.
They definitely delayed it till fiscal 2013. I don't know if that means calendar 2013. Okay. I think it is delayed
Anthony,
till calendar 2013.
You dumb son of a bitch.
Well, if it is, then I'll already pay up to Greg. But otherwise,
you can buy my movie ticket.
Because otherwise, when I saw it last year, it didn't look that bad.
No, I liked it last year. Its original release date has come and gone. I think it was supposed to arrive in March.
Yep.
And of course, now there's another XCOM that's more close to the original game.
Also, more recently, Aliens was delayed. That game's not coming out. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that game's been going forever.
They say it's delayed till later this year. My guess is that game's not coming out this year.
How long have they been working on it?
2008, I believe it was announced.
Holy balls!
Wow.
This is Colonial Marines.
Yeah.
So that'd be 4 years.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
we gotta tell Craig Harris
the four-year tailspin that it's been.
You were so mad about that. You took that so
personally.
It's just
like it wasn't that. It's just like we have some responsibility not to be completely idiots. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, the PSP's been in a tailspin since it came out. Yes, Craig, you're right. What was that? The six-year tailspin by the time he said that.
6 years? That's pretty good tailspin.
The quote was, that's a landing. That's the landing. That's not a tailspin.
Yeah.
Remember the cartoon tailspin?
I do. Rode a flying surfboard.
I didn't watch it ever. No. I wasn't a fan.
I wasn't a fan of any of those, the Disney.
How can you not be a fan if you never watched it?
I saw shows like concept art. I was like, not for me.
Shows like that were responsible for a generation of furries.
Very true.
Tim Houlihan is one of our listeners.
I like his name.
Me too.
Nice name. I think there's a bar called Houlihan here in San Francisco.
It's a chain. Well, there's a chain.
There's one in Chicago.
Yeah. It's a restaurant, yeah. Yep. Spelled a different way.
How's it like to be so rich, Tim?
No, he spells his name differently.
Oh.
He's the heir to the Houlihan fortune.
What were we going to say, Greg?
It's going to sound like one of my crazy stories, and it is, but I had a dream the other night, and I haven't been able to remember anything about it, but I remember it involved a plane, and so we're talking about tailspin, and now part of it kicked back, and I don't know why, but we're talking about Houlihans, which reminds me of Gilligan's Island. And I remembered that in the dream on the plane, the guy who plays Mr. Howell was being a bad guy in the dream, and just as I got my hands on him to beat him up for whatever he was doing, he turned back into Mr. Howell. And I just started wailing on him still. I didn't care. Sorry about that. That's a weird... I'll keep piecing this together. Maybe
who's Mr. Howell?
Oh, the millionaire on Gilligan's Island.
Okay.
The one I love.
Okay,
Mr. Magoo, too. He did the voice of Mr. Magoo.
He was old. He didn't have very good eyesight.
No. Mr. Magoo did not have very good eyesight.
That's correct.
What's Tim Houlihan have to say?
He says, I'm a longtime listener reader. Wanted to share something with the other Scoop fans. I'm not a game programmer. However, I do make websites, and apps. Mm-hmm. I created an iOS app that I thought gamers might be interested in, especially for use around events like GDC, E3, PAX, etc. It's called Vicinity Buzz. It searches social media by location. So during E3, you could put it in the address of the LA Convention Center and see all of the Twitter posts and Flickr posts that are in that area. It's a great way to see what people find interesting on the show floor. I used it at PAX East a lot and enjoyed seeing pics and comments about all that was going on. I used my own app and really enjoyed it. It's 99 cents on the
app.
99 cents on the App Store. I've included 3 codes
for
GameScoop listeners to get the app for free. So yeah, we've got 3 codes to share here. This is called Vicinity Buzz, made by one of your fellow listeners.
It's a good name. I like the name.
I'll read the first code here. YR69T33F4NW9. Greg, would you like to read the next code?
Sure.
That would sound like a question.
Can I buy the next? I want to do Vicinity Buzz of IGN, see what's happening. Sure. I got LL449FYMJFMA. Andrew, would you like to read the next one?
All right, sure.
I'm going to buy.
I'm sorry, Anthony, you're left out.
He would just be all like,
it's game. Haven't been like that once since we started.
79HXRJPRMKYR.
Your voice, your VO needs some work.
It does.
Well, he doesn't have a lot of practice. He's never done a VO for IGN.
That's true. My job for 4 years was to not talk.
You are going to your first event, though, next week.
I am. That's true.
Don't talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying you're going to a event.
I am.
Just making sure everyone's on the same page.
Somewhere in the universe.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Listeners, if you get a copy of Vicinity Buzz, make sure you send good vibes to your fellow listener, Tim Houlihan.
Review it on iTunes. That's like what a lot of apps live and die by. Mm. So,
yep.
They used to live and die by the sword. Now they live and die
by the review.
By the App Store review.
Less catchy.
If you're buying it on store, Vicinity Buzz, one word. I was having trouble locating it. There it is. There it is.
That's the pro tip right there. That's a big time. Got an 808. An 808. Now let's check in with the listeners again.
Hey, listeners again.
This is Fraser Laidlaw.
I love this show.
I like this show, yeah.
From Ottawa, Canada. Congratulations on the most entertaining podcast ever. I have 2 questions for the Scoop team to answer. I've been traveling Oz and Southeast Asia for the past 15 months. Everybody on the same page here? Andrew, what is Oz?
Australia.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm finally going back home soon. My computer is definitely out of date. And I like to play all the great games that have come out in the past year, so where is the best place to get a new gaming desktop? I don't mind building it to save on money, but I have no experience doing this. Would it be easy and not too expensive to do so? Any sites or store recommendations would be great. Anthony, can you help out Fraser?
If you want to build it yourself, the best place to get your parts is probably something like Newegg. That's probably hands down the best. They have really good return policies and everything.
How long has Newegg been around? I feel like I've been seeing that name
years
for like
and years and
30
years and years. Yeah. If you want to buy a pre-made rig, you can check things like Newegg, or you can do what Steimer, old IGN employee, did. She went to Tiger Direct and just bought a pre-made one, and those are good too.
You do what I do and wait for a PC editor at IGN to quit, and then just buy his,
and then never use it.
I finally almost got it up and running.
Okay.
But it's up and running. I need to download this virus thing Anthony likes. Vicinity Buzz found no people tweeting about IGN.
Oh.
But there's people at Lucky Strike Bowling Lanes.
Oh, wow.
At 11:32 a.m.
Tweeting about the dress code.
So it does, in fact, work.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. It works. It works quite a bit.
What's that picture? Is that a girl?
This is Theo's new bowling ball. Thanks, Fortune Cracky. Get out of here.
Above that.
Okay. But, okay. Anyway,
the Sydney buzz is turned off, but it does work.
Fraser has a next question. He says, "My second question involves a short anecdote. While in Bangkok, I met a girl from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
She seemed really cool, but when she needed to use the washroom, she opted to use an alley over a bathroom. Do all the women in San Francisco use alleys? That seems unsanitary.
Are you fucking crazy?
All of them, every single one.
We just all piss in the streets here."
That's why it smells like this.
I've lived here for 6 years. I've never known a woman. Well, actually, that's not true. Actually, my landlady has like, so there's a little like garden in our backyard or patio. I think she's used the bathroom out in the garden before.
Why?
She had to go and like her bathroom was taken. Okay. Or was occupied.
That's interesting.
But not an alley. Come on, that
it's
would be ridiculous.
Property. It's her property. Exactly. She can do whatever she wants. She's
but,
marking her territory.
God damn it. No, people don't do that. And in Bangkok, maybe it's because there was nothing but gross bathrooms around. We need context.
I'll point this out. It's actually really hard to find a place to pee, like in an alley or in a corner somewhere in San Francisco, because we have such a homeless problem. And they've gotten wise to that. And there's lights everywhere. And they try to limit homeless people's access to all those crevices.
I'm assuming she was drunk or they were out drinking or whatever, and they're on their way to somewhere. Or whatever. I mean,
yeah.
Finding a public restroom is sometimes really hard.
I saw a documentary called Hangover 2, and I wouldn't want to be using any of the bathrooms in that movie.
That's true. In San Francisco, it's not. It seems like a lot of businesses and restaurants and stuff have bathrooms you can use. Like, New York was a mess. You had to go to Starbucks. That was the only public bathroom. Like, even bars wouldn't let you use the bathroom unless you were, like, had a tab running.
I hate people like that. Let me go to the bathroom. Damon knows this. I can't be happy at a place if I know I can't poop there.
I know.
Worst case scenario.
That's why you're so happy at IGN.
Exactly.
You poop all over the place.
Yep. I walk around with my trash bag. I'm ready in case anything happens.
You're just like a dog, except you pick up after yourself.
No, I poop into the trash bag. That's gross to pick up.
You've been to the W recently? I guess you don't walk by there anymore.
No, I don't walk by the W anymore. I used to stop and go to the bathroom at the W once in a while.
Really?
On the way home, yeah.
Just because it's like an executive bathroom?
Yeah. Okay. We would leave the movies and I'd walk with Damon to a scooter and then I'm like, oh, I'm going to use the bathroom. The best is one time I did it, there was this huge party there and Jerry Rice was there and I walked right past him and I was like, oh, this is weird.
This is Brandon Bowen.
Hi. Not a good name.
I've always enjoyed video games and I've been interested in wanting to work for IGN. What advice do you have for someone who would want to work there? What things should I knowledge myself with, and what are some requirements needed? Love from St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, hey.
Depends what you want to do at IGN.
So, yeah, we've talked about this many times in the past. Maybe it's been a while. We'll reiterate. I always say this. For an entry-level position editorial, you only need two things at IGN. You need to know a hell of a lot about video games, and you need to be a good writer. That's really it for the entry level.
Yeah. So write right now. Start writing on a blog, whether it be my IGN or somewhere else. Try to get freelance. Go to like associatedcontent.com, try to get picked up there, do all sorts of goofy stuff like that.
And that's the thing, like write a lot. Like write on your personal blog as much as possible
and so read
you
a
have
lot.
Like stuff up, but also try and get published somewhere. Like whether you're getting paid or not, like having your name on an article on another site, like have as much of that as possible so you can like build up a resume.
You figure the E3, you know, when you apply for E3, right, they usually ask for 2 byline article screenshots or whatever, so there's that. Do that. Now, I mean, you listen to this podcast, you see us on videos, that's a huge part of it.
Video is a really big part of what we do these days.
You get your YouTube channel up and running.
It's no longer okay to be a real huge nerd.
Yeah, try to link it all together, like, you know what I mean? Like, I went through this a second ago with my YouTube account when we started Start and stuff. I wanted to be able to comment stuff, but I still had my old college name on it and not Game Over Greggy, so I had to go through all these hoops to try to fix that. Try to brand yourself so you have one username that you use everywhere so that you have one name to use. Make YouTube videos, podcast with your friends. You know, a lot of you have heard me come up here in my 5 years now at IGN, and the first podcast, I never talked. Like, I was so quiet because I, first off, was a fan. I'd listened to GameScoop forever, so I was just in the room. I'd listen to the show, and then I just never podcasted all that much. I'd done a little bit here and there, but not like a regular, not how to talk and be part of a conversation.
Mm.
True.
I think to go back on what Damon said for a second, it's not that you can't be a huge nerd. It's that you can't be socially inept.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. I mean, we're all obviously big nerds. You just can't be like weird and not okay to just be like a writer who like sits in a dark corner.
Exactly.
And
you can
can't
be
talk to people.
You can be a brilliant writer, but you need to also have basic social skills.
The job's matured, right? Into where it used to be just be able to write your stories and nobody cared about who you were to now you write stories and then you're on Twitter and then you're on Facebook and then you're on a Google Hangout and then you go to a panel at PAX and then you do the podcast and you know what I mean? It's a very multifaceted thing nowadays.
Yeah. That question is, how could I get a job at IGN? How could I get a job in the industry? It has to be one of the most common questions that we get asked all the time.
Yeah, totally.
And I can't believe how many people ask me that question in a very poorly worded, poorly constructed way with awful spelling and bad grammar. Like, I don't care where if you're talking to me on Twitter or Facebook, like, if you're inquiring about a writing job, a job at IGN, I will never, ever take you seriously unless you're well-spoken. Construct a fucking sentence. Come on, man.
If you don't mind,
it's not about just playing video games.
If you don't mind a cheap up at noon plug, Monday's episode with Giant Bomb's Jeff Gerstmann, we cover this in the interview. Mm-hmm. So you could listen to what Giant Bomb looks for as well.
Live next Monday.
Yeah.
John Hollingsworth Jr.
Yeah, John Hollingsworth Jr.
He says,
rode in from the polo match.
He says, sometimes I feel like I'm part of the wrong community.
Oh, no.
Probably.
Mass Effect 3's endings, while not great, did not cause me grief. Dante's redesign didn't make me rage. Street Fighter Cross Tekken's on-disc DLC, while sketchy, didn't halt my enjoyment of the game. The list goes on. I don't have a problem with people complaining. There are quite a few times where it's justified. It's just lately I feel that it's been going past the point of reason. To a degree that if someone was viewing this from the outside, why would they ever want to be a part of this? Hell, why would I even want to be a part of this? I enjoyed video games far more when I was less involved with the larger gaming community. So what's the deal? Am I just some dude looking in on something I shouldn't be seeing in the first place? I feel like I don't belong anymore.
The thing is that everyone he described in all of those instances are not the larger gaming community.
Yep.
They're a vocal minority of idiots.
No, they're not idiots. They're super fans. They're people who...
No, a lot of times they're idiots.
I do not want to paint that wide of a brush on them. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying...
Okay. Not everyone who was upset with the Mass Effect ending
was
an idiot. The people who troll accounts and yelled slurs.
I did not like the Mass Effect ending either. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about the people that go on and start charities, ostensibly charities, to do all these things and make claims that they're under some betrayal and make racial and make like gender slurs and that sort of thing. Yeah. Like those are the people
they were like
that,
attacking the writers on Twitter.
And those are idiots. Yes.
Yeah. I'm just saying there are some idiots.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, okay. There's sure. Some idiots everywhere. Yeah.
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 Right. I'm just saying that, I mean, those are people who are super invested in those franchises,
but
stories, or whatever.
If you want, but I'm saying we're also part of that. I consider myself part of the community of gamers, as he's obviously doing. And obviously we're not, like, that crazy. So I'm just saying it is a larger community with little subcultures. And that's, like, one subculture of really irate people that have really, really strong kind of deluded like or confused opinions about things, and then there are people who are a little more sane.
Yeah, and it's interesting because like in terms of community, like if you didn't like the Mass Effect ending, like there are the people who were crazy and reacted badly, and then there are the people who like started conversations about it and met people online that they weren't previously talking to and had like great blog posts, and like on my IGN there were like a series of blog posts about it with like anyone who wrote about it got like 100 comments, and they were having like really like fairly reasonable mm-hmm. conversations, and like that's just cool. I like when even if you don't like it, you can use that to start a conversation. That's great. That's about embracing the community.
Also, but, you don't change a community unless you're a part of it, right? So It's like the fighting game community. There was obviously a thing where that one guy who's a pretty prominent fighting game player had some rather bad things to say. And, you know, it's very sexual harassing, you know, sort of comments. And like there are many people in the fighting game community that supposedly were like saying like, oh, whatever, it's not a big deal. But then there were also plenty of people that were like, no, that's not okay.
Very cool, bro.
Yep.
So
I got some advice long ago that I think was good advice. I still adhere to it this day.
Was it from Pappy Hatfield?
No, it was from a director that I had from a show I was in at the time. But mm-hmm. I said, you are in charge of your own good time. And I think that's true. You know, you can't, no one's going to, if you like video games, no one's going to ruin that for you unless you let them, you know? And if you're just at home playing Mass Effect 3 and enjoying it, having a good time, like what's wrong with that? Like nobody's...
You gave me this advice at one point.
Yeah.
When I told you I didn't feel upset by something that I seemed like everyone else is upset by and I felt like I should be. And you were like, no. Who's the boss of you? And I said, I'm the boss of me. And you said, that's right.
That's true.
You ruffled his hair and slapped him on the butt and he walked out there and went back to playing kickball.
I totally agree with you, John. I think I am, you know, disheartened sometimes by parts of the gaming community,
sure.
But I just ignore it, you know? I'm just at home playing The Witcher 2, loving The Witcher 2.
There's the silent majority of people who show up on IGN and read it and go back about their daily lives and love video games and don't sit in the comments.
Go listen to the people you look up to on every popular podcast. I guarantee you almost none of them are saying like any of the crazy things about Mass Effect or these other things.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The people you're talking about that are totally unreasonable and they're jerks, people on the internet, how many of them have a popular podcast?
Right.
Like none of them, because nobody wants to hear them talk. Nobody wants to be friends with them. This is Thomas from Astoria, New York.
Oh.
Queens.
Do you know him, Andrew?
I do. We're good friends.
He has a two-part question.
Yeah.
Have you played any games with awesome music lately? Yes. A recent game with fantastic music is Skullgirls. Mass Effect 3 also had a few spots where the music perfectly fit the tension of the situation. Yeah, I agree with Mass Effect 3. Also, Fez has a fantastic soundtrack.
Yeah, Fez is incredible. Yep.
Really, really
the new game from the guy that made Machinarium. Botanicula.
That's not out yet, is it?
It's out.
Oh, I didn't know it was out.
It's out, and that has really, really, really good music.
Is the game good?
It's interesting. I don't know how good it is yet. So.
That's too bad. I really liked Machinarium.
Well, if you liked Machinarium a lot, you'll like this.
Okay.
That's for sure.
I thought Machinarium was good. Very hard, but fun.
This is very similar in a lot of ways, with very beautiful, weird art and very strange, really eclectic music. It's really cool.
I know it's old now, but Braid, yeah. Yeah, Luminous is a good one too.
Braid is a long time.
Not Braid. Wait, no, no, sorry.
You mean Bastion?
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I can see it. I can see it in my head. I can.
I like Bastion too.
Couldn't grab it though.
The kid couldn't grab it.
It's really old, but Ninja Turtles on the NES.
Second part of his question: whatever happened to Sound Test? I remember when I was younger, I used to scroll through the Sound Test to try and find my favorite songs. Why has that disappeared? We touched on this last week. Yeah. I miss that. I miss being even able to hear all the sound effects.
Used to be an unlockable in a lot of games. Like,
why was that in there? Like, what was the
sometimes
point
it was
of
like
test?
A code that you had to put in. It was like a debug menu or something. It was probably in there for the developers.
Okay, yeah, but, interesting. I totally forgot about that. Last time I saw that was in a PS1 game.
Yeah.
No, I mean, one of the Smash Brothers games has it, I think.
Oh, cool.
You can hear all the little intros and stuff.
Greg, how do you think our listener pronounces his name?
This listener pronounces his or her name Louis Remy Gullibout.
Wow.
Easy. Greg's more worldly than I am, so I
see.
I've been around the world.
Whenever I have trouble.
Last night, Ryan Clements described you as worldly, because you're recommending
actually,
bars
to us. Both of you guys have been around the world.
That's true.
So,
I bring America with me wherever I go. Get these hyphens and
y'all
dashes.
Got wings!
Louis says, Scoop, I have a small and simple question for you guys. Why do we have to press start before accessing the menu in most games?
Is he asking why have a menu, basically?
No, he's saying why isn't it just go straight to the menu?
A step.
I think...
I would say, because the title screen is like, there's an artistic presentation to it.
Sure.
And then when you...
It's like the cover page of a book.
Exactly. When you start bringing up menu options, that's sort of like... That's
table of contents.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, some games have like...
You have to open the book first, right?
Yeah.
Some games almost have like a cutscene before it, and then you get to the splash screen with the press start, and then you get to the menu.
So sure.
One of the things I would think maybe is that it's kind of like I'll boot up a game and then I'll go like get a cup of coffee or something and yada yada yada, and I wouldn't want it to go to the screen, the menu, drop the controller, I hit X not thinking about it, and the game starts like for real. I think they want you to sit down and make the conscious choice that you're beginning this game and you're setting off.
I agree with that, but I hate when you leave it on the menu and like you walk away for 5 minutes
and it loads up a cutscene.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It plays like some dumb cutscene or whatever, and then you have to hit start
fucking
again.
Video
anyway.
Games. Let's make Kickstarters to stop this.
Stop video games. This is Robbie. I just listened to the latest GameScoop podcast, and an emailer wrote in about learning gaming culture as a teenage gamer. Remember this from last week? He was like, first PS3 was his first console. He wanted to know how he could find out about older games like we all know about. He says, I have a few tips for him. Robbie has a few tips for the other guy. I'm a teenager, and I consider myself to know quite a bit about gaming culture. I know stuff from DuckTales to Max Payne. And my best tip for learning gaming culture, and any culture in general that I know, such as comics or sci-fi, is go to Wikipedia and open some new tabs for things you're interested in. I have one.
Isn't this the advice Colin gave on the show?
But he says I have one other tip. Even though the emailer had a PS3, my best tip, and actually I think Robbie's correct, my best tip to learn about the history of gaming is to get a PC. Because with a PC, you can go so far back. I've played and loved games such as Doom, legally pulled ROMs from my Wii so I could play other retro games, emulators on my PC. PCs are the time machine of gaming. I think that has to be true.
Yep.
If you have a PC, you can go to goodoldgames.com and, you know,
Play any of those old stuff. At this point, there's no real way to support the developers of old NES games with those.
VirtualNES.com, I think, is one of them.
Yeah, there's ways to play NES games.
Of course, YouTube is also a great resource of pretty much every game that has ever been released has videos of it up on YouTube.
It's true. It's insane.
It's great.
Garbage Planet, as Brian Altano described it once.
That's true. Couple more emails here. This is Jonathan Espinoza. Do you guys keep your consoles standing or laying?
Laying,
yep.
Standing.
When I had a launch 360, my very first 360, I had in a tiny corner of my dorm room, and it fucked up Guitar Hero 2, I think it was.
Well, because you tilted it while it was running.
I didn't mean to. I just didn't. But if it's lying down, that won't happen. So since then, I've always kept my consoles flat. Except the Wii, which is on that stand. But.
All of my understanding. Always have.
So. When I had the original Xbox 360, that was standing. But since I've got the squat whatever model, that I've had laying down.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the way my entertainment center set up.
As I say, it mostly comes down to that.
Yeah.
I always turn my NES up on its side, though, back in the day. No, I never did that.
Okay, I was going to say. I was like, really?
Remember when I said we had a couple of emails left?
Yeah.
I was mistaken.
You were wrong.
That was the last one.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That is all the scoops we have for you this week. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Anthony. Thank you, dear listeners. Remember, you can always reach us at the email address, gamescoop@ign.com. If you have found this podcast through IGN.com, make sure you subscribe to Gamescoop in iTunes. It's the only way to be sure you never miss an amazing episode. My name is Damon Hatfield. This is IGN Gamescoop, and we're out. Come get some. Beware, I live. IGN
Gamescoop. Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.